TUSC contacting labor candidates. TUSC has been organizing trade unionists around the country to write to Labour Party prospective parliamentary candidates asking to send a delegation to meet with them. This is to discuss their position on a number of key issues, including trade union rights, reversing Condem cuts, the living wage and nationalisation, as part of the considerations as to where TUSC candidates stand in May's general election. Here are two reports of this process. Margaret Hodge. Leading activists in a number of trade unions, including RMT, Unite, Unison, PCS and NUT, signed the letter to Margaret Hodge MP. Hodge is a member of the Oppenheimer family, whose steel business, Stemco, announced a turnover of £5 billion in 2012. After receiving no reply, it was agreed by the local TUSC committee that Hodge should face a challenge from Joseph Mangalia, a low-paid London Underground cleaner and RMT member who was inspired by late RMT General Secretary Bob Crowe, a founding member of TUSC, to take an active part in the struggle for higher wages. Tristram Hunt. The request we sent to Tristram Hunt MP was supported by 21 local trade union and community activists. These included a Unite Health Branch Secretary, the North Stars RMT Branch Secretary, Unite Community Branch Secretary, and PCS North Stars DWP Branch Chair. Tristram told us, "I'm always more than happy to meet with trade unionists in Stoke-on-Trent to hear their views, and I will continue to do so through the official channels. I do not see the benefit of meeting with TUSC, a rival political party, to discuss policy, so that you can decide whether to stand a candidate against me or not. It is no different to the Liberal Democrats asking me to meet, so that they can decide whether to stand against me or not. The reality is that Hunt has met, and will continue to meet, with Tory, Lib Dem and other MPs at Westminster, who will definitely stand against his party at election time. But meet with ordinary working class trade union and community activists from his own constituency, who are prepared to fight the endless cuts of the establishment parties? It appears that he doesn't want to know about such things. So TUSC will provide a serious anti-austerity alternative at the ballot box in Stoke-on-Trent, and around the country in May,